Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. I'm so glad that you're here to join me today for the process of a favor life, that favor life in the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the destiny and call that God has for us. This place that he's called us to and this place that he has us in is not always a good place, but it is a place that God will allow his will to be done. The process that God has us in right now is where we understand that our seasons have changed. There are seasons in our life that have ended. Some of us are in the process of maybe the beginning of a season for our lives or in the middle of it. But any season that God allows you to go through must end. And how we understand and know that is because God lets us know in the book of Ecclesiastes that there is a time and a purpose to everything under the sun, which lets us know that while we're in that process of wait, while we're in that process of trusting God, that God will allow us to go through it. And when he is finished and has that perfect work, in other words, when he's finished getting what he has already said is going to come out of that experience, out of that process, then that must end. We must see that wait, that time, that season end, and God must allow a new season to happen in our life of refreshing, of release, of restoration, of increase, of blessings. He must allow that season to happen. So we are here looking at unlikely place of blessing, but we're also seeing that how God prepares his people in that place of unlikely blessing. Everyone that we've studied about went through a process. They went through a process of pain, of difficulty, of even hardship. And as they went through that place, after they finished in that place, after they had that season, God moved miraculously, and he moved in such a way that they were able to see the benefit and the blessings of what God gave them and put in their life. So that is the thing that you have to understand. God is going to always move you in a place where he is able to get the glory, honor out of you, and you're going to see him demonstrate his power like never before. And it's going to be beneficial because not only is he going to restore you and bless you, but he is going to cause you to be all that you need to be and bless you for trusting him to be God in your life. I'm encouraged by the song David. We're going to go into start seeing how David goes into all of these different things and how he faces all of these different situations, because now David, even after he's already started his process, but his process is now getting ready to get harder. And you'll understand that if you've ever gone through anything, you'll understand that there are phases of your process. It will start off very, very good. It will start off in a way that's great because you will be thinking about what God promised, what God is going to do, how he's going to use you, how he's going to bless you, the change that he's going to make, and you just be so joyful. And then you'll start seeing it progressively turn in the opposite direction. And towards the end, you will see that thing get really bad. You will see it get really difficult and hard. And it's during that time that you have to encourage yourself in the Lord, encourage yourself to know God promised me this, and this is my outcome, because the Lord always tells us in the beginning what we're going to be, what we shall be, what it's going to be like, what it's going to become. He always tells us this and lets us understand this so that we will know that he's God, that we will know that he's going to move us in a place where what we've gone through doesn't compare to what he's going to get, the fruit that's going to come, the character that's going to be built, the grace that we're going to understand even more, and how we're going to grow in that grace and knowledge. We understand that God is going to get the glory out of us in those situations, but it's doing the hardest part of that test that we've really got to go and hold on to the word of God and hold on to his will and know that he will not fail us no matter what it looks like. He will not fail us. And that's where you have to be. You have to depend on God's goodness unto us. David's going to go through some things and with Saul. We started looking at that, but he wrote Psalms 27. And Psalms 27 is the encouragement that we need to understand and know. That is the encouragement of where he was in a hard place and how he allowed God to encourage his soul and give him a song to bring him through because he knew God was going to be faithful to him. When we look at the scriptures, we're looking here back again at 1 Samuel, and we're looking at what David went through, how Saul began to treat him. When you have someone who you've never done anything to and they begin to turn on you, it is very, very difficult for our mind to conceive that. It's difficult because we can't figure out what we've done or how we've hindered or hurt or harmed someone in such a way that they will attack us through words, actions, or deeds to try to sabotage us or to kill our overcoming testimony, or to destroy, or try to destroy the anointing on our life, or to box us in, or to make us feel like we're not in the will of God, and we're not doing the will of God, and it's not sufficient enough. David is here, and he's not done anything that he can think of that will require Saul to treat him as he's treating him. But you will find out when God is getting ready to launch you forth, moving forth, when he's getting ready to promote you, bless you, turn some things around in your life, there will be someone that's going to come after you, and they're going to attack you, and you will never be able to figure out or find out why. But you have to understand it's all a part of your process. Whether they ever come back and tell you they're sorry, they repent, it's all part of your process. Because God knew their heart. He knew where they were. He knew what their heart was in their heart and how they were thinking. And they may have covered it up for many, many years. But when they are threatened by someone who looks like they have the potential to replace them or to be a limelight, so to speak, or be someone that other people might look up to and they want that for themselves, then they will go after the person that they feel is the one who's stealing from them that attention, that authority or that position. And if God never put them in that position, or if God is getting ready to place them or replace them or move them in another direction, those who are wise enough will know how to bow out and do it the right way. But those who will do it the wrong way will make themselves an enemy of God because they're touching God's anointed. And even though Saul touches David or tried to touch David, David knew enough not to touch him back or do to him, do to Saul what he has done to him. So we understand that there is a way to handle everything. There's a way to even handle those in the body of Christ who are doing wrong things. You don't attack them with your words, your mouth, your actions, your deeds. You are to keep your heart pure before the Lord, and you're going to have to go to the Lord. You're going to have to fast and pray. You're going to really have to earnestly seek after God because your human flesh says, retaliate. But the Spirit of the living God says, don't you touch them. You let me handle it. I'll deal with them. And so we have to get to a place where we really can, in the spirit realm, really, really pray for those who despitefully use us or hurt us or persecute us. And we really have to pray in a way that is in accordance to the will of God while we're going through that process. David went through the process, and the whole time that he's going through this process, he's seeing Saul persecute him. He's seeing God, seeing a Saul come after him, but he's not seeing that he's able to do what he's trying to do, because David understood that he was called to be a king. So he knew that God, the God of heaven who called him to be the king, was not going to allow him to be destroyed. He knew that. He knew that God was going to protect him and God was going to allow him to do what he had called him to do. He didn't know how it was going to happen, how it was going to occur, but he knew God was going to protect him. And that's what you have to understand. If God has called you to it, he will bring you through it. As we get here, we see that from yesterday that Saul basically turned against David in anger and jealousy, and the things that he began to do were these things. Saul looked at every activity that David did with suspicion and scrutiny and scorn. He basically tried to kill David with a spear. He tried to he tried to kill David. He also feared David because the Spirit of the Lord was with him. Saul did not want David to He didn't want him to succeed in battle. He wanted him to be killed in battle. And he would send him out to fight with 1,000 men, an army that outnumbered him. But God allowed him to be successful each time he went out. He also didn't want him to be David to be basically the champion. He didn't want him to be the conqueror. He didn't want him to be that person. Saul put David in charge of, like I said before, a smaller troop, and he wanted him to get killed in battle, but God never let that prevail. Saul also wanted David's affections for his daughters to be so great that he was basically losing his focus. And that was going to be one of the things that was going to snare him so that he could be killed. God didn't let that happen. Saul wanted to deceive David. And he wanted to deceive him with secrets and all kinds of things, but God wouldn't allow that to happen. Saul perceived himself to be David's enemy. He perceived himself. No one ever told him. He perceived himself to be David's enemy. And David, through all of this, kept his heart pure. He kept his mind, and he kept the will of God actively before him, the will of God actively before him, that in all of his endeavors, and it doesn't, because when we get into what happened with David, because you can become so frustrated in the process that you might do some things that are a little out there, because you will see later that David now goes to Gath. He goes to the hometown of Goliath, and he goes there, and he begins to babble like an insane man. He begins to act like an insane man because he was trying to find a place to hide from Saul. But he understood that even in that place, that God was not going to allow them to kill him, because he killed their champion, their giant. God was not going to allow him to die there, because he still had a purpose. And no matter how dark it gets or where it may seem to be in your life, the Lord is not going to allow you to be destroyed if he has purpose for your life. And we know that he does. He has a purpose for us that's greater than anything that we ever could imagine. And we've got to trust that God is going to do exactly what he said. Exactly what he said he's going to do. We have to trust that and know that he is God. And as we believe him and walk trustingly in what he's saying, that we're going to see the manifestation of some things. As we close today, right before we close, I want to give you a little bit of Psalms 27, and it's the 13th and 14th verse of that. And I love it because it lets us know that even in the midst of where we are, our faith and confidence in God reassures us that God is going to be with us. And the Living Bible says, I am expecting the Lord to rescue me again, so that once again I will see his goodness here in the land of the living. Be patient, wait for the Lord, and he will come and save you. Be brave. Yes, Lord, be brave. Yes, you have to be brave when you're going through something that is really, really hard. You have to be brave. You have to take courage. Take heart of courage. And yes, wait on the Lord. He will help you. And we have to understand that. We have to have that confidence that we would have fainted if we didn't believe to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We would have fainted. We would have given up. But we believe that God is going to save us. We believe that God is going to help us. We believe that God is going to come through. David makes that very, very clear. He said, I would have fainted. I would have given up. I would have lost hope if I didn't believe that God was going to show up and be good to me. And you have to remember that. God is going to be good to you. He's going to show up. He's going to do it on your behalf. And we don't know how. We don't know how it's going to turn out, but we've got to trust that God is going to show up and be good to you. He's going to show you his goodness. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there. Pray you've been encouraged, enlightened, and you've been strengthened and empowered to stand and wait on the Lord and know that the same God that delivered David is the same God that's going to deliver you, and he's going to deliver you from the real Goliath and your soul, and you're going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Bless you, and we'll see you here tomorrow for another empowerment. Have a great day.